Okay, we're starting at the top of Hey Amud Aleph. We're just continuing the sugya that we just began, which is the machlok between Abaye and Ravo. And today's entire daf is going to be dedicated to questioning each of those two positions from different sugyot in Shas. Abaye says, Kol milto domar rachmano lo tavid. If the Torah says you can't do it, imavid mahani. If you do it, it's efficacious. The action is set in place. It's just that you're going to get makot for violating the word of the Torah. Rava says it's not the case. If the Torah says don't do it, it's taking away your right to do such an action. It's nullified such an action. And if you do it, it's not efficacious. So why do you get makot? Because you didn't listen to the Torah. You violated the word of the Torah. So the question is, can you act against a statement of the Torah? What is the Torah saying when don't do this? Is it simply saying if you do it, you'll be in trouble? Or is it saying that don't do it in the sense that you cannot do it? It's impossible to act in such a manner.
Rabbi, the whole thing about me yesterday, Kaddishim, the whole place we could see, what interloper comes in and does, not just Shechita, does everything, does really good, so is that going to work?
Here the Torah says that it's mafkia. If it's without a kohen, it's kulin. It doesn't work at all. And the Torah does, in certain cases, prescribe the outcome of what your action is. It does take away your action in certain instances. Over there, it took away your action. In certain instances, it won't take away your action. For instance, if one gives a bris on Shabbos inappropriately, is that a good bris or not? That's exactly the question would be between a bayi and a robo. Is your action efficacious or not in this case? Did you give a brit or not give a brit? All right, yesterday we started off with the meitave. We asked a question from Ones. By Ones, by the case of rape, we asked a question on Rova yesterday. We started out with the question being on Rova, which is that by the instance of rape, Israel is machzir ve'en loke, takes the woman back and he doesn't get malkot. According to Rova, why doesn't he get malkot? Here, this Israel violated the word of the Torah, sent the wife away. He shouldn't have sent her away, and he did. So he should have gotten malkot according to Rova. So Rova says, "Wait a minute, you don't understand. This whole case here is a case of." There's a secondary essay. Number one, she has to be below Tielo the Isha. She has to be his wife. That's number one. Number two is, well, Yishalcha. Can't send her away. But then there's Koyamav. Koyamav, Bamod Ve'achzer. The Koyamav says that you have the ability to rectify, you have the ability to bring her back all the time. So the violation is not complete unless you don't bring her back for the remainder of your life, and therefore there's no way you can get Malkot in this case, because there's always this Amod Ve'echzer. That's what Rova's answer was. Abaye says, what do I need Kol Yomav to teach me? It could have been that you would have said that the Israel has a choice. I'll take Malkot. That's fine. I don't want to take the woman back. I'll take Malkot. Or I can make it an intact essay and I'll take the woman back. It's optional. Kol Yomav teaches me that it's obligatory for you to take the woman back. You don't have a choice. I'm saying, I'm not going to take her back, I'll take the Malkot. You got to take her back, period. That's it. So that was the first way we had it. Now we have a Lishna Achrina. Lishna Achrina posits the question against Abaye. So, Meitave, Ones, Shigiresh, Im Yisrael, Machzir, Ve'enu Loke. If Yisrael takes her back, and not going to get Malkot. Im Kohen, Hu Loke, Ve'enu Machzir. By a Kohen, he gets Malkot, and he cannot take her back. Tani, Miha, Im Yisrael, Hu Machzir. Then he take her back. To Yuvda de Abaye. In this instance, the Gemara reads it as a question on Abaye. We'll go maybe with Tosafot. What's an easier way to read the question on Abaye is that if he has to return the woman afterwards, that means that he wasn't able to divorce her. Abaye says that if you do something wrong, then what you've done is done, and you have to deal with the outcome or the consequences of what you've done. So here, he's attempting to divorce the woman, and we're saying to him, it doesn't work. You can't divorce this woman, and you have to take her back. It failed.
Is that what it
Oh, right. So you're going to ask the question, and Tosafot posits the same question. Right, so that's the difficulty over here. Tosafot asks the question, he says, well, if that's really true, let us say that if, for instance, in the interim, she had an affair with another person. After the divorce, she has an affair. Is she classified as an eshadish, or is she classified as divorced? If you say that we've taken away the right to divorce over here, that means that she's still married to the original person. When you say that chayav lachzira, which means that the divorce is no good, that sounds like that the divorce didn't work at all, and that should be an eshadish.
Marry someone, then also
the kedushin be tofes or not tofes, be the same question. Tosafot wants to suggest over here that itkish gerushin the mita ma mita motzia mishut the baalav gerushin miu lahachi lo hanish ain shiluach zeh lechol yamav shu tzarich lachzira. That yes, the divorce works in the sense that she is divorced from him, but it doesn't work because how does normally a get p'turim work? Get p'turim works that they're severed forever. They're separated from each other forever. So then along comes the Gemara and says, wait a minute, Abaye. Abaye, you say that you're able to do something and it works completely. Why doesn't the get here work entirely and completely to divorce them and separate them from each other? Elamah, sounds like that it doesn't work at all. So Abaye's response is, No, that's embedded in the din here. So that says, Shani Hotom, the Rahman Amar, Koyomav, Bamod Ve'achzir. That the assay is impactful over here. It's not just that the divorce is ineffective. It's that the assay is effective even after the lav. Before we thought there was a mitzvah to marry. And then you say, Lo yuchal l'shalcha, you're unable to divorce her. So it seems like the Torah forfeited your ability to divorce her. Abai says, that's not the case. The Torah did not forfeit your right to divorce her. You can divorce her, but then you have koyomav. You have to bring her back. There's a requirement to remarry her afterwards. There's an assay afterwards. What's causing you the problem is not the divorce itself. The divorce itself works. It's not that divorce failed. It's that you have an assay to take her back. So that's Abai's answer. I mean, our havamina was that the divorce failed, and that's why you have to take her back. The answer is no, not the divorce failed. Divorce went through. It was a completely good divorce. But they have an assay to bring her back. Koyomav tells you have to bring her back. What does Rava do with the koyomav in that case? So Rava amar lecha ilo kadav rachmana koyomav. Had it not been koyomav, havamina lilke vilahader. That he'll get malkot for violating the gerushin, and then he'll have to take her back. To have a lav, greater, because it'll just be a lav. The fifth, lo yuchal l'sholcha. Lo yuchal l'sholcha, according to Rava, if you have just a lav, greater, what does that mean? Gerushin fail, and you get malkot for it, and then he's got to take her back because the gerushin failed. Ahachi katov kra, koyamav, l'shavya lo nes, lo tase shenitak le'asei, or a lav shenitak le'asei. Koyamav comes to teach you that it's a lav, hanitak le'asei. Not just a plain lav, because according to Rava, it could fail for two reasons. According to Rav, it would be fine if it worked this way. The Gershin failed, and he has to keep her. That, according to Rav, would work wonderfully well. He'll get Malkot, and he'll have to keep her because the Gershin failed. That's exactly his Shita. So Rav says that's not the way it's working over here. The way it's working over here, similar to what Abai is saying, is that there's an additional assay after the Lav. The Lav you violated. The Gershin were successful. The reason you don't get Malkot over here is because you have an assay to take her back. In that you have to take her back. The Gershin went through, but you have to take her back. To in Lokin 11. That's why you will not get Malkot over here, according to Rava. So what happens if a person takes off Trumot, but he doesn't do it on an equal basis? He has different qualities of fruit, and he decides to give the lower quality of fruit as Truma, and keep the higher quality of fruit for himself. What's called Torem Min Ra'al Yafa. Drachman Amar, Mikol Chelbo, Chelboin, Giri'in Lo. Because it says, Mikol Chelbo, you have to give the best. Then that's what you have to give, Giri'in Lo. Vitznan, ain't tomi min aral yafa, vim toram, trumato, truma. So there it says you're not allowed to do it, yet, if you do it, it works. It's efficacious. Alma mahani, it goes through, and to yufta derova, that's a problem for rova. Here you have something that says do not do this, yet, you're successful at doing it if it goes through. Some of the rova, rova, shani atom ke rabilo. Dama rabilo, minai the torim min aral yafa, sh trumato, truma. How do you know that it works? Shenemar, because it says, "Veloti salav chait beharim chemet chelbo mimenu." Says that there he will not have a chait when he separates after the chelev from the good from it. Imenu kadosh nisiat chait lama. If it's not kadosh, then why is there any chait over here? Mikan, but terem min arayi lefash trumato truma. So the loti salav chait beharim chemet chelbo mimenu. If you take off the chelbo, then there is no chait. That means if you don't take off the chelbo, there is a chait. But you can only have a chait if you're successful at doing something. If you're unsuccessful at it, there is no chait over here.
No,
there's no siat chait. Let's call it that way. You're not carrying around a chait. Carrying around a chait means that you've done something, and now you have something, you have to carry around the obligation or the negative association with that. So over here, that's it. How could that be true if you were not successful? If you're not successful, there's no siat chait. There's just, you'll get your malkot, according to Rav, and you'll be done. But you weren't saying, if you're successful, that means that it goes through, but you're carrying around the burden of doing something in an incorrect manner. So Rava says, that's exactly the point here. The Torah tells you that it goes through and it works. The Torah says the action works. Because of the way that it phrases, the tisa lav chait, tells you that the action is successful and it will go through. So now, Ulubaye, ilav, so what does Ubaye can do with that pasuk? Ubaye doesn't need the pasuk. It's successful because even when you go against the word of the Torah, you're successful at doing something. So why does Abai need the pasuk of Loti Se'al Av Chait? Ilav Damar Rachmana V'Loti Su'al Av Chait. Havamina Hochamar Rachmana. Avid Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. If you want to, person says, Avid Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. If you want to do a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, fine. Vilio Avid Chote Lo Mikre. But if you don't do a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, then I'm not going to be called a Chote. That's Bidi Evid. I have a Lechatchila, and I have a Bidi Evid. Chatchila, give from the best. But if you don't give from the best, it goes through. But not going to be called a chotet. There's nothing wrong with doing it that way. We're just giving you two grades of a way to do the mitzvah. mitzvah min amuvkar, and the regular way to do the mitzvah. So that's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, it's not two grades of mitzvah. It's either do it this way, or this is incorrect. This is not the right way to do it. This is not just bidyevet. This is a subpar way of doing it. This is a chet to do it this way. You must give the best. It's not optional to give the best. So that's what Abaye says we learn out of the pasuk Kamash Malon, that you are called a chote if you do it this way. All right, next. Hare. This is the way the daf's going to be laid out. Hare min asheinu mimino. They're going to do hare, and they're going to give you a case, and we're going to go through it. It's either be a question on Abaye and Rav in each case. Right, min al sheinu mino. When you mafrish trumot masrot, you must take them off from the similar category, similar species that you're separating from. You're not allowed to take off one species on the other. Damar Rachmana, kol chelev yitzar. So over there, we learned this back in Bechorot that the pasuk uses the word chelev multiple times. It says kol chelev yitzar v'kol chelev tirosh. So over there, it uses the chelev multiple times. Litain chelev lezeh, v'chelev lezeh. To tell you that you must separate out of the separate shuma from each one of them. V'tznan, ein tormim min al mishenu mino, v'im taram, ein trumato truma. You're not allowed to separate out on different species. And if you do such, it doesn't work. The truma is unsuccessful. Alma lo mahani. You see here, the Torah says you may not do it. And if you do it, if you try to execute it that way, it fails. Tiyuvta de Abaye. That's a problem for Abaye. Amr lecha Abaye, shiny hotam. Over there, it's different Amr kra, reshitam. So it's a reshit lezeh, reshit lezeh. The pasuk specifies particularly that the way that truma is separated out is reshitam. You must give a special reshit for each one. So the mitzvah is guided not just by kol chelev yitzar v'chelev, that's an afterthought about you must give it this way. Rather, that's the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is that you must take off a reshit. You must take off a separate truma from each item. That's the way the mitzvah works. It's not that there's a mitzvah and then the Torah comes and specifies, oh, don't separate from different species. Ikar mitzvah, the original mitzvah, is given in a way that you must separate out from each one separately. Chenama ribilo, reshitam, the same thing that ten reshit lezeh, reshit lezeh. Ravo. So what's Rava need? What is he going to do with Reshitam? There you have Chelev Tirosh, Chelev Yitzar. He already has that limut. So Rava, Ilav Dama Rachmana Reshitam. The Torah not said Reshitam. Hava Mina Tirosh Vitzar. When it comes to wine and oil, olives and grapes, Diktibu Chelev Chelev. Each one of them has their own Chelev. Then I would have said, fine. Olives, grapes, oil, wine, they have to be separate. Aval Tirosh Vidagan, Vidagan, Vidagan. But when it comes to Tirosh and Dagan, or Dagan and Dagan, many different Daganim, there, Chad Chelev Ktibuhu, because there it says, Chelev Tirosh, Chelev Yitzar, and then it goes on the rest of the puzzle with Dagan. So Dagan does not have its own separate word Chelev for it. So I would have thought that the Chelev that is on Tirosh includes Tirosh and Dagan, or, again, it would include Daganim without any Chelev, so they could be mixed together. I could bring out on wheat and barley, I could separate on different species, no problem. So I would have thought that. But sure, the gun, the chad chelev tibu, it only has chelev once. Kiterim mehayai, it'll be fine. Now, lo lucky is eliminated. It doesn't belong in the girsa here. Therefore, katav rachmana, reshitam. But Tosuk wrote, reshitam, litain chelev lezeh, v'chelev lezeh, to give a chelev to each one of them. So Rava, even though Rava technically says it should fail, what they need, the extra reshitam, is to separate between those minim that don't have their own chelev. To teach you, even those have to be separate species, and that's why you need to have reshitam as well as chelev and chelev over here. All right, this Lishna Achrina is parentheses. I'm going to take it out. The Shittim into Bezah takes out from the word Lishna Achrina here until the word Reshit, right? Yikra Chav Zayin, because it just repeats the exact same thing again. So there's nothing really added in this Lishna Achrina. And the next question comes from Varei Charamim. In the case of Charamim, Darachmana, Lo Yimacher Velo Yigael. When it comes to the Charmei Kohanim, it says you may not sell it, you may not redeem it. But it's not. Charmei Kohanim, Ein Lehem Pidyon. There's no way to redeem such a thing. We just had this back in Arachin. Ella notim le kohen. You give it to the kohen. Alma lo mahani. Again, it sounds like it doesn't work. It says lo yimacher ve lo yigael. If you go to redeem it, it doesn't work. It fails. The redemption fails, and you still have to give the item to the kohen. So that's a tiyufta de Abaye. Very strong question, a difficulty for Abaye's position. Mecha shani hotom darach romano. The pasuk says at the end, kodesh kodeshim hu l'Hashem. Says at the end of the pasuk, kodesh kodeshim hu l'Hashem b'havyato yehei, that it'll remain in that status. I mean that it's impossible to remove the Kedusha from this item because of the extra word who. What's interesting about the Pasuk, if you remember from Arachin, is that Chazal Darsh in the beginning of the Pasuk to be referencing Charmei Kohanim, and then Kol Charamim Kodesh Kodeshim Hu LaHashem, at the end of the Pasuk, they Darsh in that either that that's Tam Charamim Go to Hashem, or according to the Rabbanon, that by Charamim you can add Hekdesh Shilui. It's not even talking about Charmei Kohanim at the end. Nevertheless, here the Gemara uses it to reference back to the Charmei Kohanim, that who tells me behaviato yehei. Then what's Rava going to do with that extra word who? Urava hai hu lemute bechor. Comes to exclude a bechor, titanya. Bechor ne'mar lo tifdeh. A bechor, it says you may not redeem it. Vinim karhu. And nevertheless, it's still, you're able to sell it. But maser ne'mar lo yigael. By my sir, it says you may not redeem it. And there it's not sold. So who teaches you that only here do we take the pidyon literally, where you're not able to sell it, you can't do anything with it, but not true by Bechor. If you remember in Bechorot, we learned this, that there's a miut to exclude Bechor from being taken literally. Because the lotif deh by maser, or the liga el by maser, we learn out from charamim to teach us you may not sell it, you may not redeem it. So the Gemara wants to know why by Bechor we didn't say this. So the Gemara said, who? That only by Charamim applies, not to Bechor. Then the Gemara asks, well, how do you know Bechor and not Maser? I mean, they both had the same limud. How do you know to include Maser and to exclude Bechor? So that the Gemara deals with, what's the difference between Bechor and Maser? Now, Vare Tumura. What about Tumura? Our case over here, Darchman. Pasuk says, lo yachalifenu, filo yamiroto. That you may not exchange it, you may not switch the Kedusha. Vitana, lo shadam rashayla amir, elishim amir mumar. Then not that person has permission to do it, but if he does it, it works. Vesofeget arvam, you get machot. Alma mahani, you're successful at doing it. Tiyuv to durava, that's a problem for Rava. Amma lecha, shani otam. Over there, it's divin number ka, vayahu, utmarato yakodesh. The Torah specifies that it works. It's not that we're saying that you violate the law and it works. The Torah goes out of its way and specifies vayahu, utmarato yakodesh. The Torah tells you it works. How did I not said this, I would have thought you were successful at doing tmura. What it meaning to be successful at tmura? Being successful at doing tmura means that you remove the kedusha from the one animal, and it moves to the other animal. So Baha'i says that the Torah not specified that they're both kodesh, I would have thought you were successful to the point that it works, the kedusha moves to the other animal. The Torah comes along and tells you, that you are successful in moving it to the other animal, but you're not successful at removing it from the first animal. So Kamash Balon, that's the case, and not that you're successful at completely removing it. But the interesting thing of the Gemara is that they're all tiyuftot. The Gemara in every case has tiyufta and answers the question. So this is, it's a very strong, yeah, back and forth, both of them have tiyuftas. I mean, that's very interesting that the Gemara, the user has a very strong lashon to use a tiyufta, and it answers it each time, and it's asking on both parties. Thing. I don't know if that's a girsa issue with Tamura, or that's really that Abai and Rava have problems. The Shita is not consistent, and that you have to, in each case, that's what the Gemara is saying. But I'm saying that it's not easy to have either Shita, you can work them out in each case, but it's not a clear line where it just works with one of the Shita. I don't know if that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Right. Every rule, almost every time, there's an exception. V'harei Bechor, the next case, Bechor. Dam Rachman alo tifdeh. The Torah says, do not redeem it. V'tnan, yesh lehem pidyon. Utmarayam, pidyon, chutz min ha-bechor b'min ha-maser. So it says there are all karbanot, it's coming up, have pidyon, they have the ability to be redeemed. Ulet murotehem pidyon. And their exchanges have redemption. Chutz, min ha-bechor b'min ha-maser. Except for bechor and maser, where you're not able to do pidyon. Alma, lo mahani. You see over there, that it doesn't work. And again, it'll be tiyufta da'abaye. There'll be a tiyufta an abaye. Abaye, amar lecha shani otom, damar kra, heim, behavyatam, you. That it says over there, heim, that they remain in that status, that you can't remove the status from them. Ulurava hai heim lamali. What do I need the heim for by them? Heim krevim, ve'ein tmuratam krevim. It comes to teach you that by the b'chor maser, they go on the mizbeach, but their exchanges do not go on the mizbeach. They're the exception to the rule. All other tmurot can end up on the mizbeach, they're kodesh, and they can end up on the mizbeach. For maser, their exchanges do not end up on the mizbeach. So tame, krevim, ve'ein tmuratam krevim. Ole baye hai svaro minole. Where does a baye know that from? Well, he really needs this haim for that too. He says, well, it says, im short, im sed, lashem, who, kariv, ve'ein tmurato kreva. So the extra word, who, im short, im sed, lashem, who is put on the mizbeach, but its exchange, its tmura is not put on the mizbeach. Rava in Ochanami. Rava also learns it. Mihahu kra. He learns it out of the word who. Elohim lamali. So he says, you know what, Abai, that's a good reason. I'll use the who that you use. But then Rava now stuck. What does he do with the word heim? What does that leave for? Mihahu lamali. Limit abachor maser. Shnita rev. Da min kola olim shikrevim. If they get mixed up. Abachor maser got mixed up with any other korban. Shikrevim legabi mizbeach. That if you have the dam of Bechor, or dam of Maser, got mixed up with the dam of an Ola, dam of a Shlamim, how do we know that those damim are put on the mizbeach and it works? That comes from this, from that pasuk of Haim. Hem krivim. We put them on the mizbeach no matter what. It goes on the mizbeach. As a bayi know, if you got the dam mixed up, that you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Because it says in the pasuk, we've seen this limud, mitzvachim, ilkach adam ha-par, midam ha-seir, on Yom HaKippurim, after they've done the avod of pnim, of the par and the seir, when they come out from the mizbeach zahav, over there it says you'll take the dam ha-par and the dam ha-seir together, and then you'll sprinkle from them on the mizbeach and the kanot the mizbeach. Hello, dama par miruba mishal seir. We know that par is significantly bigger than a seir. That means that the blood of the par will clearly be berov over that of the seir. So then, if you do that, it's as if dama seir doesn't exist anymore. It's batel berov. It's as if the dama seir is non-existent. So why should you be a dupe with that? Mikan lodim. This you learn. Shem mevat lim zed zed. You learn this from this, that dam is not mevatel dam. Tatanya, we have a bright of Lakakhi, Tama Parv Damasir, Shayum Waravim. It should be mixed together, Dibre Rabbi Yoshia. Virava, so what is Rabbi gonna do with that? Rabbi, the limud is out of this din by Yom Kippurim. So he says, Hotam, Mizebifniatzvon, Mizebinatzvon, the server like Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan argues on Rabbi Yoshia over there. Rabbi Yoshia says you have to bring them mixed together. Rabbi Yonatan says no. Midama paru, midamas here means separately. Each one, you have to do the same avoda on the mizbeach hazav. Not that you mix them together and put them together. As it relates to another machlok between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonatan, we'll remember this from Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro. When you have a vav achibur, do you need the Torah to separate them? When it says Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro, does that mean that Imo Vaviv together until the Torah says you separately? Or does it mean that they are automatically separate? The vav or the separation is automatic. We don't assume that everything is together. Do you need the word lach yachdav? Lok tachrosh v'shor v'chamor yachdav. Why do you have to have yachdav over there? It's shor v'chamor. Isn't shor v'chamor automatically yachdav? So there's a machlokus between them throughout the Torah about what it means when the Torah gives two items. Does it mean and or does it mean or? So over here too, when it says take the dam ha-seir and dam ha-par, does that mean and? Meaning that you have to take them together and put them together in the bucket and do it together? Or does it mean or? Not or in the sense of either or, but take each one of them separately and put them on the mizbeach. But that same machloket will affect a bayin rova. A bayin will say, I hold like Rabbi Yoshia, who says you put them together. So I'll be able to learn from that, the dam is not mevatel dam. Rova says, I'll hold like Rabbi Yonatan, who says you don't put them, mix them together, you do them separately. Therefore, I don't have a limud for the fact that dam is ein mevatel dam. So where did I learn that? Well, I learned that the word heim. That extra word heim, that Abai is using over here to tell you that, hey, they remain in their Kedusha, and you can't remove the Kedusha that's used by Abaye. Alright, Vahare Maser. Now the Gemara goes back to Maser. I mean, if you look at the question should have been on both of them. It says, Vahare Bechor, Tamarachman lo tivdeb, it's not. Yeshlem pidyon, u tmuratem pidyon, chutz mena Bechor, mena Maser. So it doesn't work by Bechor, it doesn't work by Maser. The Gemara only answered the Bechor side of it. The Gemara never addressed the Maser side of it. So now the Gemara comes back and asks from Maser the same question. It says you can't redeem it, but it's not. Amalomahani. By Maser it doesn't work. I mean, it says lo yigael, and it doesn't work. Do you have to do Abaye? It's a problem for Abaye again. So shani otam diyam leaf avra from Bechor. We'll learn out a gzera shava between Maser and Bechor. If you remember, it says by Maser, lo yavor tachat hashavet. And by Bechor it says, so you have a gzer shava of avra to teach you that the same din by Maser where it's ineffective, the Torah says it's ineffective because of the word heim, so it's over here by Bechor, it's ineffective. Alright, next question. Alright, dima truma le bikurim. Person puts truma before bikurim. Tamar rachmanim le'at chavidim echalot ha'acher. V'tanan ha'magdim afopi shehu belot ha'seh. Mashasa asui. That even though it's wrong, it still is successful. Amalecha Rava. So that's a tiufta de Rava. It should be a problem for Rava. Amalecha Rava, shiny hotam, damakwa. The pasuk says, Mikol matnot eichem tarimu chumad Hashem. That from all your gifts, you will give a chumad Hashem. So there's an assay over there that says it goes through. Mikol matnot eichem. It's a lava nitach the assay. Because the assay says, whatever you give works. It's effective. So the Abaye. What do you need that Mikol matnot eichem for going to Abaye? I mean, by the way, Kitamar le Rav Papa le Abaye. He needs it for what Rapapa says. Elamiato afilu iktimu bakri namini pater. So maybe, how early on can you move it up? Now this is an issue with Truma and Maser. It's not dealing with Bikurim. But, if the Levi comes in and takes his Maser Rishon early, comes in and takes his Maser Rishon early before Truma has been given to the Kohen. At that point in time, what's the obligation on the Levi? He came in, he was really stealing from the Kohen. Because he's taking his Maaser Rishon before the Truma was removed. That means he's reducing the amount of Truma that the Kohen will get. So now he has this Maaser Rishon. What does he do with it? You would have thought he has to give Trumat Maser from his Maser Rishon. Plus, he has to make up the Truma Gdola that he took, that the Kohen should have gotten. The Pasuk says no, that he doesn't have to give the Truma. He gives Maser Min HaMaser, Velo Truma Min HaMaser. He only gives the Trumat Maser, he does not give Truma Gdola from his item. Now, over there, the question was posited, Rav Papa was saying to Abai, if that's true, then maybe even after you put the items into a pile and you've had a Gemar Malocha for a Truma, if the lady comes along and takes his Maaser Rishon, maybe there you shouldn't have to give Truma either. He says, no, that's not true. Alecha Markra Mikol Matnoteichem Tarimu. That from all your matnot, you must give Truma. That means that sometimes when the lady takes Maaser Rishon, he only takes off Trumat Maaser. Sometimes when the Levi takes Maaser Rishon, he has to give Trumat Maaser and Truma Gedola. Both cases he went before the Kohen got Truma Gedola. How come in some cases he has to give the Truma Gedola and some cases he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedola? So that's what my Ra'ita Rabot at the Kri Lotzit HaShibalim. Why is it when he takes it very early, when it's still in the stalks, why over there does he not have to give Truma Gedola? Yet after he takes it after it's been put in a pile, he does have to give Truma Gedola. Rabbeinu Yata Kri, Sheyesh Lo Bichlal Digun. Because it's already reached the point of chiyuv of truma gedola, that they haven't reached the point of chiyuv for truma. So there's a different point of chiyuv for maser than there is for truma. Truma, you only become chayav once you reach the point of digun. Digun is when you have a pile. When you've gone to that final maser, malacha, you put it into a big pile, then you become chayav in truma. That means if the levi goes in and takes his masrot before the Kohen got his Truma Gedola, but before there's a Chiyuv of Truma Gedola, in that case, he's not Chayav to give Truma Gedola from his Maaser Rishon. That means, if he went in the Shibalim when they were still in their stalks, he goes and he takes his Maaser Rishon, and he keeps it, he only has to remove Trumat Maaser from his Maaser Rishon, does not have to give Truma Gedola, because he took it before the point of Chiyuv for Truma Gedola. That's it, he gives Maaser Min HaMaaser, below Truma Min HaMaaser. Shouldn't do it, it's wrong. But if he does it, then he doesn't have to give Truma Gedola to the Kohen. On the other hand, if he takes his Maaser Rishon before the Kohen, after there's already a Chiyuv Truma on it, there he can't get rid of the Chiyuv Truma Gedola. If he takes his Maaser Rishon now, he will not only have to separate out Maaser Min HaMaaser, Trumat Maaser, he'll have to take off Truma Gedola as well. Why? Because the Tevel was already Chayav in Truma before he took his Maaser Rishon. Which, there's two psukim here. One pasuk says, Mikol Matnuchem Terimu Truma Lashem. From all your gifts, you have to take off Truma Gdola. The other pasuk says, Maser Min HaMaaser, you only take off Trumat Maaser from Maaser Rishon, not Truma Gdola. Which goes where? And that's what the question of I is. How do I know which one goes where? Goes to does. That's the defining point, or the threshold is when you become Chayav in Truma Gdola. Once the grain is Chayav in Truma Gdola, then the Levi will also be Chayav in Truma Gdola, and it says, Mikol Matnotechem. Anything you get's gotta give Truma Gdola, even when the Levi takes Maaser Rishon early. On the other hand, when it says, Maaser Min HaMaaser, you take off Trumat Maaser from his Maaser Rishon, not Trumat Gdola, that's before it reached the point of Chiyuv Trumot. So that's what Abai does with the Pasuk of Kol Matnotechem. So he uses it for that. Rova uses it for a Lav Hanitak Liasei over here, meaning that it works. Lav Hanitak Liasei, meaning that Kol Matnotechem, it works anyway. Next case. Vare Almana Le Kohen Gadol. What about a widow who marries a Kohen Gadol? He may not marry her, yet he is successful. If he marries an almanah, the marriage goes through. There is a successful kiddushin. Any place where the kiddushim are successful, but there's an aveira, vlad olecha karabagum. The vlad takes on the properties of the problematic person. The example that the Mishnah is speaking about is an almanah, the kohen gadol. An almanah marries a kohen gadol, the offspring is a halal. The offspring is a halal because it's a marriage that's successful. And it goes after the bagum here. The woman becomes a halal because it's an inappropriate bia, and therefore the child is a halal. Shani ochad amarach kra lo yichalel zaro. The Torah says specifically, do not marry the widow because lo yichalel zaro. So he should not be mechalel zaro. That means if you do marry the widow, you will be mechalel zaro. The pasuk specifies what will happen in this case. It tells you the outcome. You're right. Usually you're not successful when you violate the Torah. But the Torah here tells you the outcome, and therefore the outcome will be true. Baye, what is he going to do with lo yichalel zaro? So the Baye says, hey, wait a minute, Rova, I don't think you're right. If you're right about the explanation, the pasuk should have said lo yachel zaro. We should have said it with one lamed. Why is lo yichalel, which sounds like there are multiple chilulim over here, should have just said lo yachel zaro. Do not make your zera into chulin. Because if you marry this woman, your tzlan will be a halal, and he will not be a kohen. He will not be a proper kohen. So she just said, just lo yachal. So I think you're wrong in interpreting the pasuk. So am I lo yichalel? Chalo vechada. Lo yichalel has nothing to do with what you're saying, that the Torah is saying this is what will happen. Rather, it's teaching us a limbo that there are two halalim over here. Two people are affected by this improper marriage. The woman and the child. The woman, the almanah, who marries the Kohen Gadol, if afterwards they're divorced, which hopefully will happen because it's an illicit marriage over here, if they get divorced, this woman is now a surah like a zonah. I mean, she has a din of a chalalah now because she had a bi'ah asurah. She has a status of a chalalah. If she was, for instance, a bat Kohen. A bat Kohen who has no children, if she's nit halal, she does not go back to her father's house to eat truma. So she will be precluded from eating truma now because she's a chalalah. And the same thing with the child. The child will also be classified as a halal. So the chalil yichalel is multiple people here are affected by this improper marriage. Alright. What happens if a person is magdish a baal mum to the mizbeach? You can't do that. You're going to be magdish to mimim to the mizbeach. It's asur to be magdish a baal mum to the mizbeach. Toch man amar kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. That anything that has a mum in it, don't bring it to the mizbeach. V'tanya, brayta. Magdish b'alim mumim legabi mizbeach. Someone is magdish b'al mum for the mizbeach. Afo b'ishu b'lo taseh, mashaseh asui. Even though you're not allowed to do it, what he's done is done. Now, obviously it doesn't work. You can't go on the mizbeach. What is done means that it's kadosh
l'kodshe ha-mizbeach, which means that you will sell it in order to pay for karbonot that will go on the mizbeach. It itself will not go on the mizbeach, but it's kadosh b'kedushat ha-mizbeach. And therefore the proceeds from this animal being sold will be used for kodshe ha-mizbeach.
But he's still successful at doing something. According to Rava, he should be completely unsuccessful. He tries to be makdisha the mizbeach. Torah says you can't do it. You should be completely unsuccessful. How come you're successful here is making it to kodesh
kodshe ha-mizbeach?
To you to the Rava. Amelcha Rava, shani otom damakra, ulu neder lo yiretzeh. By neder it says you will not be successful. Ritzuyhu de lo miretzeh. It doesn't work as a neder. Hamikdash kodshe. But it is successful becoming kadosh. The Torah specifies what you're unsuccessful at over here. It says that if you try to be makdish, hey, baal mum, the neder lo yiretzeh. It will not be good for a neder. Neder means a proper korban. But neder lo yiretzeh means you'll be unsuccessful at bringing it as a ritzui. It means that you will be successful at being magdishit. So again here, the Torah specifies the outcome. When the Torah specifies the outcome, Rava says, I can't argue that when the Torah says this is the outcome, that that's the outcome. So it says ritzui doesn't work over here. Kodesh does work over here. So if Abaye, ilo damar rachmano lo neder lo yiretzeh, havamina, gover mitzvah v'kasher. I would have thought the Torah didn't say neder lo yiretzeh, it would say, lo takrivu, don't do this. But if you do do this, it's not right. But if you put on a mizbeach, it's kosher. It'll work. The answer is no. Neder lo yiretzeh. Not only is it that you violated a law, but it's unsuccessful. You cannot bring it. Even if you violate the law, you still can't bring it afterwards. Kamash malon. Right next. Very makdishim mitamimim lebekabai. The other way around. Person, if you have a tamim, you're not allowed to give it as a donation to the mikdash, a monetary donation. You must put on the mizbeach. So over here you have a case where a person is magdish tamimim lebedek abayit. He's magdish tamim. Damar Rachmana, the pasuk says nidava taseh oto ze kodshei bedek abayit. That a mum, a baal mum, is given as a nidava. Meaning that is the baal mum is the one that's given to bedek abayit, but not a tamimim, not a tamim. It's not. How magdish tamimim lebedek abayit? Someone who's magdish tamim for bedek abayit. Afoshi b'shulot taseh mashaseh asui. Even though you're not allowed to do that, nevertheless, if you do it, it's successful, and then it comes to become a monetary exchange for the mikdash. To you after the Rava. Again, it's a problem for Rava. The Torah says, do not do this. Yet, when you do it, you are successful at doing it. To you after the Rava, mecha Rava, mimakom shnit rabu balamumim, lekam izbech, nit rabu tumimim, lebedek abayit. The pasuk is, ola neder lo yiretzeh, nedavet, nedavat haseh oto. Meaning that, the same pasuk teaches you, that just like a baal mum is not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, but if you're magdishit, you're successful being magdishit, the same pasuk teaches you about the fact that a tamim should not be brought as a bedek abayit, or a kodesh bedek abayit, rather as a tamimim. Since it's born out of the same pasuk, I just showed you before that the pasuk specifically tells you that it still works, the kedusha works. So just like by the case of baal mum, kedusha works as it says, neder lo yiretzeh, but kodesh it does work. So do we hear by the tamim? Even though the Torah says don't do it, the kodesh will be successful because the two are connected. The Torah connects the two levin, or the two restrictions. The restriction against bringing a baal mum as a korban, and the restriction against bringing a tamim to bedek abayit come out derived from the same pasuk. And just like by the baal mum, we said before you are successful at making a kodesh, So to over here, the Tamim, you will be successful as making Kodesh. It's a hekesh between them, and therefore you are successful in both cases. All right, we'll stop over here. A couple more of these questions to go.